American Ground Radio. 4 out of 5 doctors banned by YouTube now agree. Listening just 1 hour a day to American Ground Radio may improve your mood, energy level, and vision.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
ROCK in the USA, ROCK in the USA, ROCK in the USA, yeah, yeah. Rockin' in the USA.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis Sar Avalone.
I mean, how many black people can there be in Toronto, Canada?
What?
No, I mean, seriously, how many black people live in Toronto?
I don't know.
I mean, that is one of the whitest places. Well, actually, it turns out,
yeah,
15%.
50% of Toronto's black.
15% of Toronto is black.
That's actually higher than the average for the United States of America.
So now it makes sense.
Okay.
Black Lives Matter bought a $12 million luxury home in Toronto.
Wait, why does that make sense? That they bought a $12 million luxury home in...
Yeah, no, what? They purchased a 10,000 square foot property because they need to basically assist, support the black community there.
How does buying a $12 million home do that?
Oh, wait a minute. They called this an out-of-country grant. Because they just released their 2021. They just released their 2021 federal income taxes, and these folks are swimming in cash.
Well, I know they're swimming in money, but how can they be swimming in cash when they keep buying million-dollar mansions all over this country and apparently now in Canada? That $12 million mansion in Canada is twice as much as what they spent on that $6 million mansion in California.
In Los Angeles. Oh, absolutely.
And there's another, a $9 million mansion up in San Francisco.
Exactly. I mean, and the Patrice Colliers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She threw two parties. One for her son to celebrate Joe Biden's presidential win in 2020.
Her son, who she also pays $1 million a year.
And one for her son's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Tax filing showed that...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's her brother she pays $1 million a year, not her son. Her son's father, she also pays $1 million a year.
Yeah, she spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on personal, what arguably are personal, I guess, purchases.
Right. Perks.
And yet she is using Black Lives Matter. I mean, she founded it.
She did.
She's using it as her personal kitty.
But look, she is an avowed Marxist. She says she's a trained, avowed Marxist, and she is living up to what you see in Marxist dictatorships across the world, where the leaders of the movement end up as millionaires, and everybody who's feeding them is poor. That's the problem here. Black Lives Matter is not improving the lives of black people in America or in Canada. But boy, Patrice Cullors' life sure is better, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
That's just like socialism. I think she's got communism and socialism down perfectly. Have everybody else work their asses off to give you free stuff. And as long as you're sitting at the top and telling people that you're working for them, they get to stay mired in poverty while you become one of the richest people on the planet.
Yeah, how do you help people? How is spending millions of dollars on properties? I mean, these are homes.
Right.
These are homes.
They're not office buildings. These are homes.
Exactly. It's not as if you're investing in facilities or learning centers going to accommodate or otherwise provide, you know,
you're not
information.
You're not building a safe place for kids to go after school so they can do their homework so that they aren't bothered by drug gangs. That's not what Black Lives Matter does.
And where's the IRS on this? Do you think the IRS is going to go poking around and asking for receipts and wanting to know why did you spend $100,000
right
on a birthday party
right of Black Lives Matter? Wait, that wasn't Patrice Cullors' money. That was Black Lives Matter.
Oh yeah,
that was
Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's all, everything is about the cause. So everything that she does, she spends millions of dollars on beautiful homes. One of the reasons that she gave as an excuse for that is that she wants to show black people that they too can achieve whatever they want in this country.
All you have to do is swindle black people and yet, you can be super rich.
And yet at the same time, these are the same people that say America is
racist.
Horrible.
Yeah.
There's a ceiling on what you can do in this country because of the color of your skin. There's systemic racism. If there's so much systemic racism, how does Black Lives Matter? How do they just, they're swimming in cash.
It's because it's not a problem of systemic racism in America, but there is systemic corruption in America. And that's what she is profiting off of. The corruption in the media that lies about what Black Lives Matter really stands for. They say, oh, these Black Lives Matter riots behind us, they're mostly peaceful riots. No. You're lighting mom and pop stores on fire. You're burning used car dealerships.
No, and basically, Black Lives Matter is all about critical race theory. I mean, it's the critical race theory, for those of you who may not know exactly what that is, because that term is thrown around quite a bit, but it rejects the principle of equal opportunity. So people who believe in critical race theory, as those who support Black Lives Matter do.
They do not believe in what Martin Luther King Jr. asked for in his I Have a Dream speech.
No, they say equal opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
This is critical race theory proponents. Black Lives Matter supporters say that equal opportunity is a myth, not a reality. That those who pursue equal opportunity are terribly misguided. They say that the civil rights movement yielded only symbolic gains for black Americans.
Symbolic gains.
But left the economic conditions virtually unchanged.
No. The civil rights movement created real changes in how race was dealt with in America. What left black people in poverty were the Great Society programs that followed the civil rights movement. It was removing fathers from the homes. It was destroying the core family in black and other poor neighborhoods across the country that has caused the damage that Black Lives Matter apparently wants to reverse. But when you don't understand the problem, you're not going to find the solution. And the problem is we destroyed the family in inner cities across this country. And it was done on purpose by Marxists, people who believe in the same socialist ideology that Patrice Cullors is advocating today.
And what they believe is that the only cure for past discrimination is current discrimination.
So what's the cure for future discrimination then?
More discrimination.
See, that's not how you end discrimination.
Just more and more.
This is one of the only things that Justice Roberts has said that I absolutely agree with. But the way you stop racial discrimination is to stop discriminating on the basis of race. This shouldn't be about race at all. This should be about people.
But see, these are people that do not love this country.
No,
Black Lives, Black Lives Matter.
No.
They're not about what is the best in this country. And the reason I can say that is because America was built around the shared values and aspirations of the merit system.
Right.
And yet,
you work hard, you should be rewarded for that.
That's not what Black Lives Matter is all about.
No.
That's why when you've said it so many times, you say, look, Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with protecting, supporting, promoting black lives.
It doesn't. It has nothing to do with protecting the right to life of black Americans.
Because otherwise, they would be also pro-life because the number one race or the color of babies that are killed in their mother's womb.
Black babies. They would also be opposed to the Great Society programs because those Great Society programs lead to significant harms in black neighborhoods. And they would be pro-Second Amendment.
And they would believe this entirely, that all men are created equal, and they don't.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, they are still counting votes in Oregon from Tuesday's primary election. Apparently, poorly printed mail-in ballots are to blame. The bad printing job blurred barcodes, making them impossible to read by machines. So instead, poll workers are having to open each ballot, refill them out by hand on another ballot, and then run the new forged ballots through the counting machines. The printing error affects 60,000 of the state's 90,000 ballots returned so far. Oregon has a 100% vote-by-mail system.
100% vote-by-mail. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
You know, this is just an example of if it ain't broke,
right,
why fix it? I mean, we've been voting this way our entire lives.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, a new bill passed by the Oklahoma State Legislature will outlaw almost every abortion. It defines an unborn child as a fetus or embryo in any stage of development from fertilization until birth. The bill makes it illegal to abort an unborn child except in the cases of rape, incest, or if the life of the mother is at risk. The rule does not apply to morning after pills or other types of contraception. The new law would allow private citizens to sue abortion providers, similar to the law that's in place in neighboring Texas. Governor Kevin Stitt has said he will sign that bill into law.
You know, as the pro-life movement, as life is winning in this country,
yeah,
now the left is saying, no, abortions were being used as contraception. So now they're saying that vasectomies,
yeah,
are actually on the rise. And USA Today claims that half of all pregnancies are unintended. So now they're going to make the claim that, well, now we're going to have even more unintended babies. Why don't you just stop having sex?
Second thing, or third thing you need to know before tomorrow, former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is running for Congress. He announced this week he's running for the 10th district, congressional district in New York City. That includes portions of Manhattan and Brooklyn. The 10th district is currently held by Democrat Jerry Nadler. But since the maps were redrawn by the state courts after they ruled the maps drawn by Democrats were unconstitutional, Nadler is no longer living in the 10th district. He now lives in the 12th district, which is currently held by Democrat Carolyn Maloney. Nadler says he thinks the new maps are unconstitutional, but if they hold up in court, he will run for the 12th district against Maloney.
Oh, how fortunate.
It's going to be a mess. Coming up next, we're talking the American Mamas. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets. Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome too. Yes. They dry good. They're a great size. And but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
Hey, man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
If you say what you wanna say and let the words fall out, honestly, I wanna see you be brave.
Well, Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
So, baby formula, Abbott,
yeah,
apparently reaches a deal with the FDA to finally reopen their Michigan plant, but it could take 2 months before products are back on the shelves.
So here's one more example of how the government stepped in to solve a problem, and in solving the problem, they actually created, they didn't solve the problem they were trying to, and they actually created a different problem. One, they were trying to solve the problem of some babies that had died from a bacterial infection, and the FDA said, well, it must have come from this baby food factory. But the baby food factory says the strain of bacteria that killed these two infants, neither one of those strains, first of all, they weren't the same strain. They're two different things.
Exactly.
And neither one of them was found in our factory. They were found around the bottle of some distilled water in one of the kids' situation, but not in our baby formula. So the government shut down the baby formula plant, even though the plant had nothing to do with the deaths of the babies from the infected baby formula.
And even though this was the largest supplier of baby formula in our country. But see, this is the mentality of people, unfortunately, the majority of people in government positions. They're being hired not based on their competence,
right,
not based on their experience,
but
on
their
decision making. Exactly.
They're being hired based on their politics. Do they think that government should be in charge of stuff? Okay, great. You're now in charge of stuff.
And so you're now going to shut down your factory, and we are going to tell you you can't do it, even though there is evidence contrary. But even if there was some evidence linking this factory,
right,
what should have happened if you're an experienced, if you're the director or you're the head of the FDA,
yeah,
is you ought to be thinking about the fact, if we shut this facility down,
yeah,
and this is the largest supplier of baby formula in our country, what's going to take their place?
Well, how are we going to solve that problem?
Should we bring this to the, maybe they did bring this to the attention of the president. And you may say, oh my Lord, you mean the president of the United States needs to worry now about the nationwide supply of baby formula?
Well, he
maybe his people should.
His people should.
But are his people competent enough to recognize a problem when they see it?
Well, his spokesperson was Jen Psaki.
Oh, man.
If Jen Psaki was a pretty good example.
And by the way, let me just point this out.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm interrupting you here,
yeah,
but here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
You realize they've now solved the problem only after the American people have shouted out and said, no more.
Right.
This is unacceptable. This is the first time that they've made any affirmative actions to resolve this. If this had been President Trump, it wouldn't have taken the American people reaching out. He would have solved this in the beginning.
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, did you see Candace Owens harassing BLM's founder? What a joke.
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
And joining us now, our American mama, Terry Netteville. Denise Arthur is out and about. She will be back. Now, this is... this.
I mean, seriously. Have you ever?
Okay, so if you haven't seen the video, obviously this is radio. We can't play the video for you, but we can play you the audio. So, Patrice,
it'll give you a good idea of actually what happened.
Patrice Cullors is the Black Lives Matter co-founder. Mm-hmm. She is living in a, $6 million mansion that belongs to BLM, okay? The organization supporting Black Lives. Apparently, like, the Black Life that matters the most is Patrice Cullors. Patrice Cullors puts a video and she's crying and she's all upset because Candace Owens came and demanded things. And then Candace was like...
and harassed her, according to Patricia.
Candace's like, that ain't exactly what happened. So Candace went ahead and just posted the video Candace took of what Candace was doing. Let me play the clip. Take a listen.
This morning, I woke up to Candace Owens being outside of my house with a news crew. She was demanding that I come outside.
Hello. I was just looking to speak to whoever is at this property because it's listed as the Black Lives Matter property. Sir? Hello?
The fact that she's came outside my house and demanded things harassed me is unacceptable.
We're not trying to harass you. We'll gladly leave. We're just wondering if we can speak to anybody.
Y'all, I really need my family to be safe. Oh, gosh. I need to be safe. I need my child to be safe. And this, what happened this morning is not safety.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
If that's harassment,
all right,
come to my house.
I've made some points because I'm like, how much disinformation, misinformation, or as I like to call them, how many lies mm-hmm. can you have in one 30-second video? So first of all, she said this morning. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at the video that Candace posted,
noon. Yes,
it's like midday.
Yes.
She woke up this morning with, was this at 6 o'clock in the morning? Does the sun just arrive in California at different times than it does elsewhere?
Well, there's several things. First of all, that, you know, you kind of go. Secondly, she said, you know, Candace made the comment that, oh, this is listed as the BLM properties.
Right.
But she says, Patricia
uh-huh.
says she comes to my house.
She comes to my house.
So that's her house.
Wait. I thought this was BLM's house.
It's her house.
So BLM bought you a house.
Right.
And not just any house. They bought you a $6 million house yes. that had has a wall yeah. around it and a gate with a guard. It looked like behind glass, right? And so, I mean, it couldn't have been too early because the guard was already at work.
Right. If you saw the video, you saw that Patricia did not have real tears. She was forcing it the entire time if you mm-hmm. watched the video. And this is what I kind of want to say to Patricia. You are scared. She's really not. She's lying. But you feel threatened and harassed. Imagine what your movement did to thousands and thousands of people and their places of work, their homes, the harassment, the burning down of building.
Right.
And your
Candace Owens did not show up with a cocktail, with a Molotov cocktail.
No, she arrived with her manners in place.
How about that?
Yeah, she
Please?
Was very respectful.
Thank you.
And
have a nice day.
Yeah. This is a woman who raised millions and millions and millions of dollars with her BLM movement, and yet that money has not gone to George Floyd's family. It has not gone to the black communities that she promised it to. It's gone to her, to this $6 million home and other $1 million properties that she
right,
has.
Right, this isn't her only $1 million property.
Yes. So she has completely, I mean, she had no idea that Candace was videotaping her side of things.
Right.
So when Patricia went online to tell everyone how scared she was, she actually listed it and then she turned off the comments so that people couldn't comment, so that Candace couldn't get on there and say, hey, this is a lie. So what Candace did is she got back in her car, she got the phone, and she was like telling everybody, look at this. I'm going to show you what we did, and then I want to show you the alligator tears coming from her. Well, once Patricia saw this and saw that it was out, she was ousted. Like, literally, she was, you know.
Everybody saw.
Yes. Then she took her video down because she was a fraud, and now everybody knew it.
But the video had already been captured.
Yeah. So she's, yeah. Now, it's such a farce, the whole entire thing. And this is what's happening in America a lot. But I hope that those who follow the BLM movement, those who give money, will see this and stop funding her.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Denise, Arthur, we'll be back. Terry Nettleville, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing, so stick around. That's good radio. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey man, nice bike. What is the miles per gallon on something like that? Because I got an SUV. The motor's kind of loud.
If you own a Harley, there's no small talk. At 3 State Harley Davidson, they know you only want to hear this. 3 State Harley Davidson has a wide selection, including new and pre-owned, featuring warranty forever for 2016 and newer models. Come by 3 State Harley Davidson in Bossier City off 220 and Benton Road, or visit 3stateharley.com.
American Ground Radio. No religious or medical exemption needed. But studies have shown prolonged or excessive exposure to common sense spoken on this program may be contagious, making you infectious to others.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
So an NBC or MSNBC columnist is urging men now to undergo vasectomies as basic reproductive justice.
See, this is, I get back to this. The word justice stands on its own. When you start putting adjectives in front of the word justice, you are altering justice, literally and figuratively. So if we're going to get into reproductive justice, you no longer actually have real justice.
So she says that the data shows men are taking pregnancy prevention into their own hands. So see, here's the thing. She is making the implication
that
most people find it acceptable to use abortion as contraception.
Yeah. And
we'll that's just wrong. Although there is a growing wait list, she says, in doctor's offices all across this country for those seeking a vasectomy. I don't believe that.
Well,
I don't believe that.
But look, if getting rid of abortions in this country makes Americans decide that they're going to behave in a more responsible manner, either men or women, then that's a fine thing. But I'm sorry, somebody on MSNBC, I thought this whole my body, my choice thing, what makes her think she has the right to tell other people what to do with their bodies?
Well, she said that birth control shouldn't fall only to the woman.
She's right on that. But that doesn't mean you get to tell other people what to do.
Like a vasectomy.
Right.
Snip, snip.
All right. We've been talking about this movie, 2000 Mules.
Oh, it is so good.
It is so good.
Oh, my Lord.
If you haven't seen it, you need to see this movie. It is the...
Are you calling Dinesh D'Souza right now?
Right now, I'm calling Dinesh D'Souza.
This is going to be good.
Joining us on the phone right now, the director, producer of 2000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza. Welcome to American Ground Radio, sir.
Hey, how are you guys? It's great to join you, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We are so excited. I've seen the movie. I also saw a post from you. You said that the reaction to the movie has been unprecedented, that this movie is doing something that documentaries normally, the reaction to this, you don't get from a documentary. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's the most successful political documentary in a decade. And I should know because it's the most successful political documentary since the first one that I did in 2012, which was called 2016 Obama's America. And that documentary broke all kinds of records, $33 million in the box office. I mean, this one's only been out a couple of weeks. And it's influential, not just in terms of doing well, but it's also shaking up the left in a manner that I've never seen. They thought they had this issue locked up. And when the documentary first came out, I think they thought they could shut it down with a couple of fact checks. But they assigned a couple of these 30-somethings to attack the movie. They don't know anything about geo-tracking. They don't know anything about election laws. So they made a big mess of it. And the movie has continued to chug on. And now the left is like bringing out the big guns, the New York Times, the Washington Post. But that's not, they're not going to fare any better there.
I saw the fact checks when they first came out, and they fact checked the movie, not on the movie. The fact checks were on the trailer for the movie. Isn't that like saying, just based off the trailer for the movie, that the last three Star Wars movies would have actually been good? Who judges a movie off the trailer?
Well, the thing is, there were tidbits in the trailer that showed them right away that this was a caliber of evidence they had never seen before. I mean, we were showing official surveillance video that no one has ever seen of these criminal mules stuffing ballot boxes, wearing latex gloves, and looking to the left and right to make sure that no one sees them. And this was, we gave a glimpse of it in the trailer. So the left freaked out on that alone. And then the movie, of course, showed them that that was only the tip of the iceberg.
So what was it about this evidence? Because lots of folks have written about the improprieties of the 2020 election. How did you get to it where so many others simply haven't?
Well, part of it was I'm partnered with a group called Truth the Vote. They're an election intelligence organization. They specialize in this kind of work. And they were really quiet in the aftermath of the 2020 election. They didn't go along with this business of the machines. They didn't go along with the idea the Chinese are hacking our election. And of course, there was a lot of talk about anomalies or episodic fraud, which means, you know, here's a case over here, there's a case over there. But none of this really interested me that much because it wouldn't be enough fraud to overturn an election. It wouldn't be enough to tip the balance, to make the difference. And then Truth the Vote got sort of a genius idea, which is they got this idea of using a technology that is used all the time. It's called cell phone geo-tracking. And it's very precise and it's very accurate. I mean, if you doubt that this is accurate, and this is where I've been fighting with some of the fact checkers, they're like, well, this academic says it's only accurate to within 30 feet. And I'm like, well, if that were the case, then Uber drivers wouldn't be able to drive right up to their passenger. And if you go into a field with your cell phone and just throw your phone in the tall grass, and then you do find your phone, it's not going to take you within 30 feet. It's going to take you right to your phone. So the simple truth of it is, this is a very reliable technology. Law enforcement uses it. The intelligence agencies use it. And the kind of smart move of Truth the Vote is, let's use it to bust ballot trafficking.
And you guys do an amazing job of doing that. I'm thinking of this one particular part where you actually show the path that one of these mules goes and hits, I think, 10 different drop boxes and several different nonprofits that were collecting ballots. Very, very powerful data. But my question is, now what? Is this stuff just going to get James Comey'd, where it gets swept under the rug and buried and no one's ever prosecuted for it, no one's ever punished for it? Is this just going to be one more example of how the left gets away with stuff that the right couldn't get away with?
Well, that's the fear. And a lot of people have been disheartened because they were hoping earlier that these election lawsuits would get somewhere. Look, I'm not all that surprised. I don't fault the courts entirely. Part of the problem is that there's such a small window from election day to when the electors cast their votes that it's almost like, you know, it would almost be like a criminal case where you have a murder and you've got like 60 days to solve it. It's really hard to be able to produce the proof in that short time. And the courts basically go, well, we don't see it. We don't see. The standard that they use is sometimes called the sort of the but-for standard. But for the fraud, would the election have come out differently? And the amazing thing about this movie is our answer to that question is yes. If you take the fraud of the 2,000 mules alone and just subtract those fraudulent votes from the total, Donald Trump would narrowly win the 2020 election.
And that's the real problem, is this should not have happened, and there's every risk that it could happen again. Now, you guys, you had a showing in movie theaters. It was then shown online. I think people still can see it online,
but
people can also now go back into the theaters because it's coming back out to the theaters this weekend, right?
Yeah, this is like by theater demand. You know, theaters came to us and go, oh, man, we haven't seen this kind of traction. All kinds of people are calling us. So give us the movie. Let's put it back in the theater. Not like a one showing, but like 4 days, four times a day. So this weekend, it's kind of opening normal, and you can see it all through the week anytime you want to go. And it's great because, you know, in a sense, if we do well this weekend, we'll be in even more theaters next weekend. So I think people need to go. Plus, I made the movie for the theater. I mean, it's fine to see it on your computer or on your TV, but the theatrical experience with other people who are fired up about this issue is a whole different experience.
And so if you want to know more, you've got to go to 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. If folks can find a theater there, is that right?
Yes, it'll connect you really to Fandango and Atom and some of these other popular sites. You put in your zip code, it'll tell you where it's playing near you. Just buy tickets the normal way and show up and get some popcorn, watch the movie.
And Mr. D'Souza, thank you for your work.
Thank you so much for your time and for being here on American Ground Radio and for your dedication to this country. We do definitely appreciate it.
Really appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Coming up next, we got a bright spot. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are three 100-yard lanes inside and two archery areas outside. If your family wants to fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at redriverrange.com.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a 6-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightspotsBigCountry.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
No, President Trump's endorsements do matter. So, as of last night, I've got an updated tally here of his endorsement wins. He's 23-2-1.
23-2-1.
Overall, 81 wins.
Okay.
3 losses and 1 to be determined.
So
that's Oz.
So, 83.
No, 81 wins.
Okay, 81 wins, 2 losses, and 1 that's still undetermined.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's 81 wins, 3 losses,
okay,
and 1 to be determined.
Okay, so that's still a very, I don't know of anybody else who has done as many endorsements in political history as Donald Trump has done. One, he's done a tremendous number of endorsements. I don't know if anybody else has done anything like that. And there's certainly no one else in history who's had that kind of a record with their endorsements winning.
No, absolutely not. And anyway, it matters. I think it's a foreshadowing of the midterm elections later this year.
I think so, too.
Thankfully. J.P. Morgan, on a separate note, J.P. Morgan analysts say, we are going to be paying $6 per gallon for gas this summer.
They're already doing that in California. California is paying more than $7 per gallon of gas
California. And we're about to import Venezuelan oil.
Right.
And we have Americans in this country that work in the energy industry, in the oil fields.
Well, who could be working.
Who could
there.
Be.
Yeah.
And the president is just...
We're going to import oil from Venezuela, but the president said there was no interest in the market in oil from Alaska.
I mean, it's
that's a lie.
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to buy oil from brutal regimes rather than our fellow Americans, allowing them to drill.
America last, baby. Time for a bright spot. Okay, let me set the story up for you. A couple weeks ago, there was a city council meeting in Haven, Kansas. Now, Haven, Kansas is a small town of about 1,100 people. They're 20 miles or so northwest of Wichita. So they're almost smack dab in the middle of the state of Kansas.
Okay, got it.
Farming community,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure.
Now, at that city council meeting, one of the city council members asked the police chief why there were stickers on the police cars that said, quote, "In God We Trust."
Well, they should know that as of 1958, that is Congress voted on it. That is our national motto.
Yep.
And it's printed on nearly every piece of currency that we have.
So this wasn't on the city council agenda. Just one member of the council brought it up and then didn't think the police department should be talking about God. And after a short discussion, the council took a vote and ordered the police chief to remove those "In God We Trust" decals by May 16th.
Oh,
by Monday,
come on.
Okay. So you're upset about this. Yeah?
Well, it's ridiculous because it is our national motto. Does that not mean anything?
It's also a good idea, but okay.
And the reason that it is in God that we trust is because our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness come from the Creator. And that God will be different for every one of us, but not every one of us, but for many of us. And at the same time, if you don't trust in the Creator, who will protect your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Well, the people in the town of Haven were irate. They started a petition, they got organized, and they showed up at the next city council meeting, which was on Monday this week, to make sure they were heard. This time, the decals saying "In God We Trust" were actually on the agenda, and it was jam-packed. there are only three people, according to local reports, there were only three people in the entire room who wanted the decals taken off. Everybody else wanted the decals put back on there. Seven people spoke, six saying put the stickers back on, one of them saying leave the stickers off.
It sounded like it was a standing room only.
It was packed.
Seriously.
And again, remember,
in this small town of 1,100 people.
Packed.
Okay.
There were people outdoors. They couldn't get everybody in. All right. The city council then went into executive session. That's where they go in and talk in secret. And nothing's actually recorded in executive session. And they can kind of talk freely.
And pray.
Yeah, hopefully. They came out and they decided to vote on whether or not to restore the decals. And in a 3-2 vote, the council approved returning the In God We Trust decals to the cop cars.
I mean, so you had what, three people in this entire community that apparently was quote unquote offended.
Well, plus the city council member, the one city council member who brought this all up.
I mean, and you, look, you don't have to believe in God to be an American.
But it makes you wonder, if you've got a town where only three people were offended by it, well, maybe four people were offended by it, why was one of those four a city council member? Maybe this is a situation where, you know, if you get power, it causes brain damage, and you start focusing on things that you really shouldn't be focused on.
But I think we need to understand the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence.
I agree.
That's why it's important that we talk about God.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my God may not be the same as your God.
Yeah, I'm not saying
God.
You have to be Christian. I'm not saying you have to be Jewish. I'm not saying you have to be Muslim. I'm not saying, you know, you have to, but there is a creator.
And if you don't believe it, especially as an elected official, if you don't believe in a creator, how can you possibly represent or otherwise defend those rights?
You can't.
To life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You cannot. You're incapable of doing it. The bright spot here is that when the people got involved, they actually got their elected officials to do what they wanted. And as our elected officials have been doing crazier and crazier things, more and more people are getting involved, and they are turning things around. This is just one. Haven, Kansas is just an example of what's happening all across this country.
Well, their elected officials listened for a change.
And that's a bright spot. We'll be right back.
If you're not listening in, you're missing out. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there. And they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink so is good. Very pretty. Listen, my sheets.
Really?
Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size. And but I'm going to get those slippers because someday I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
If you enjoy hunting, fishing, or just love shooting, your destination is Red River Range in Shreveport. Red River Range features 19 indoor shooting lanes, all with a touchscreen console, and every lane has 100% fresh air. If you like to hunt, there are three 100-yard lanes inside and two archery areas outside. If your family wants to fish, there's a stock fish pond too. Join us at Red River Range, located in the heart of Shreveport. Get more info at redriverrange.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high flying flag.
Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Hey, Denise Arthur here. We've just finished rebuilding our website from the ground up. Go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and you'll find our latest podcasts, videos, and blog posts. And you'll also find our new online store. At AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop, you'll find the Conservative Kid Growth Kit, the Freedom Sings CD, the Presidential Tumblr, and our book, Bright Spots Big Country. And checkout is simple, safe, and secure. So go ahead and head on over to AmericanGroundRadio.com/shop today.
Hi, I'm Lewis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, we were talking earlier about who Biden surrounds himself with. He's got this new press secretary, woefully underprepared.
She's incompetent.
You know, Jen Psaki wasn't great.
And Jen Psaki, part of it was Jen Psaki was having to defend indefensible positions, but she was, and she kept saying, I'll circle back, but she was at least better prepared than this lady.
But when you look at like Mayorkas and Buttigieg,
they're incompetent.
And Kamala.
She's incompetent.
I mean, when you just go down the list you wonder why such incompetence, and it's called John Maxwell, leadership expert.
Yeah,
he says that it's called the law of the lid, and that is that any organization, any team, any family can never grow or become any greater than where the leader is.
So, because Joe Biden's so incompetent,
no one else will ever be any more than him.
Wow.
I mean, it's called the law of the lid.
Yeah.
And I could go into it in greater detail.
But we're seeing that play out.
And look, to be successful, you've got to know who to surround yourself with, who will lift you up. Because when you get with the wrong company, you'll get the wrong outcome. And we're certainly seeing that in Washington.
Whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa,
one of my heroes is Ben Franklin. Not only was he one of the writers of the Declaration of Independence,
Stitch in Time Saves Nine.
He helped write the Constitution, published Poor Richard's Almanac.
A penny saved, penny earned.
He was the father of modern meteorology, an inventor, diplomat, one of the greatest men to have ever lived. On top of that, as you were just pointing out, he's full of wisdom. Here's one of the quotes I just ran across today. I hadn't heard this from before. Hide not your talents, for they for use were made. What's a sundial in the shade?
Absolutely.
We say on the show all the time, the greatness of America comes from the greatness within you. There is greatness within you.
That's right.
You have talents.
That's right.
Use them.
Yep.
The more of us who are able to let the greatness within us shine in the real world, the better off our nation will be.
Absolutely.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.